This is the 5:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News with the details. Barbados COVID-19 positive rates hit almost 47% a day after the end of crop over. A key Kadumen band leader calls for early consultations with stakeholders on plans for crop over 2023. Some members of the public call for a return to the previous Kadumen route for crop over next year. A man is charged for the Horse Hill double murder. Friends of two men found shot to death expressed sadness over their passing, but also anger over how they died. Residents of Wilde St. Michael call for tough action to deal with violent repeat offenders, as it emerges one of the deceased was on bail for three separate murders. With the details, I am Lurian Graham Carter. Barbados' COVID-19 positivity rate has hit almost 47% just a day after the official end of crop over, as total deaths approach 500. A total of 325 people, 141 males and 184 females, tested positive for COVID-19 from the 693 tests conducted by the Bestos Santos Public Health Laboratory yesterday, August 2nd. The cases consist of 40 people under the age of 18 and 285 who were 18 years and older. There were 67 people in isolation facilities, while 2,664 were in home isolation. As at August 2nd, there were 495 COVID-19 related deaths. General Manager of the band Aura, Rondell Jones, says the Crop Over Festival was challenging for Grand Kadumen bands this year, and there is need for key players to be involved early in the planning for Crop Over 2023.
And by key people, I mean band leaders that actually go through and understand the logistics of bands. You know, as you modernize the festival, things change. And it's not, and I'm not being critical on anyone. It's just a matter of understanding where we are now and what we need to do. There are others that have made significant ground for December, namely St. Lucia and St. Vincent, and now Grenada as well. So we need to reinforce that Barbados is the biggest and best summer festival. And we can only do that by planning from early, having the right persons in these meetings, the health, the police, the NCF, band leaders, so everybody can understand what is needed in every different area of the jump.
Mr. Jones spoke of some of the challenges this year.
You could clearly see numbers, even in the bigger bands, show a significant reduction. It was very challenging because everything was a bit late. Then crop over started. We must remember that there were still some heavy COVID protocols in place. That may have acted as a deterrent for people coming in booking flights. Once we relaxed those protocols, we saw an increase in sales. I'm not saying that the protocols should have been stopped, but I'm just explaining one of the reasons why sales would have been so low.
General Manager of the Oro Kadumen Band, Rondell Jones. A Kadumen retrospective accounted for a significant amount of VOB's Get Down to Brass Tacks calling program, with the comments including those of the moderator, Peter Wickham, who disclosed that he was one of those who in the past recommended a switch to the ABC Highway. But in the face of considerable criticism of the new route, he conceded the idea may need to be reviewed.
One of the masqueraders even said that the whole thing was a papi show. That is what the young lady said on TV. Anybody who was watching the activity on national television would have seen at some stages there was a long, long road where it's just the masqueraders and not one fella alongside the road. And even some of the revelers complained about that aspect of it as well. And I believe NCF need to rethink this foolishness that they, I call it foolishness. It was foolishness to change the route.
Years ago, I said I thought the route had been outgrown. There's no question that the route from the stadium to Spring Garden appeared a bit close. But I also want to say that the points that you made are quite reasonable, that the idea of the community was lost because, you know, you're kind of out there in the middle of nowhere. And they're no communities. There is absolutely nothing wrong with us experimenting with a new thing. And if the new route is deemed to have been unsuccessful, then we go back to the old route.
That was moderator Peter Wickham. Producer of the Soca on the Hill, Rudy Maloney, says this year represents a good rebound for the event and the Crop Over Festival overall.
So I think the festival, as I always mentioned, would have been a good festival. It would be challenging, but it would have been a good festival. And it turned out to be a good festival. People had a good time at the event that they turned up to. too. So that's what we were looking for. There'll be a lot of debate on some of the changes, and there will always be debate once these changes. People are never comfortable with all the changes that are made. But I will say that the festival was enjoyable and that it was perfect. And one of the things that we have to be thankful for, that there was no violence and people look out for each other and made the festival a success.
Producer of Soca on the Hill, Rudy Maloney. A 27-year-old man has been charged with killing two people and wounding two others at Horse Hill St. Joseph on June 29th. Shawane Williams of Michael Gap, Green Hill St. Michael, is accused of murdering Tyree Caesar and Trey Harris, as well as endangering the life of Andre Beckles, wounding Seth Towler and Kimara Bradshaw, and possession of a firearm. He was scheduled to appear at the Holtown Magistrate Court. Friends of the two men found shot to death yesterday have voiced sadness over the killing, while other residents are concerned about the gun violence and want tough action to deal with it. There were reactions to the death of 22-year-old Laurie Skittens of Bottom Close Wildy St. Michael and 27-year-old Michael Blackett of Flat Rock St. George. Early yesterday morning, the two men were found shot dead to death at Long Beach Christchurch. Blackett was on bail in connection with three separate murders and was released from prison less than a month ago, while authorities said Kittens also had a history of violence. This morning at Bottom Close Wildy, Starcom Network News spoke to a close childhood friend of Kittens, who was also an acquaintance of Blackett.
You got a few bad, mommy? But I thought, what's a marriage for a young one? He dead, you ain't feel of it. That's what your mother dead, you gonna feel the same of it.
Your close friend?
They wet. As much as my brother, boy.
It's all good with you.
It's humble and cool, man. Everybody's got the one ways, but it's humble and cool looking, always looking for it, you know what I mean? My all two of them are my friends, though, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? You can't do that, but that. Life goes on, and as I tell people, he done set the day, so the Holy Father done break through. However all we did, he done written scripture whole weekend day. You know, because of that.
Another friend of Gittins expressed both sadness and anger at how he died and spoke of how dangerous and unpredictable what he called the streets had become.
It's real, boy.
It's real, boy.
Meaning what?
Streets hickly, you don't hear David say, you know what, isn't it? You know what, IG? David tell you streets hickly.
What hickly mean?
Hickly mean?
Active. I feel sad, yeah. That got me feel sad, bro. Don't you? That got me disappointed, bad man, boy.
You know how the life, you know how this life is. Life cold.
Older residents of the general area are very concerned about what's going on in the country and want a stricter national approach to dealing with violent criminals.
Something is wrong with the young people. I don't understand if it's saying the eating or saying the drinking. But something has to be done about the young people. Don't understand.
The young people today have no respect for life. And I feel in order for me to curb this gun violence, we need to enforce more stricter measures when it comes to crime in Barbados. You get a man commit a crime and you send him up doors for a couple of days. They got doors laid down in my bed, eat 4 square meals or 3 square meals, whatever it is, eat 3 square meals, and then turn around and come back out on the road and do the same thing over again. Any rehabilitation in it, nothing so. You just going up the road, relaxing yourself, coming back out, and doing the same thing over and over and over again. We need to enforce stricter measures.
He should be still in jail. He ain't had a right out. Because you can't expect to take 3 people's lives and still come out of prison.
A resident of Wildy St. Michael. Women and girls' rights activist Dr. Marsha Hines says that not enough is being done to address social dysfunction in Barbadian families, which she says is the root cause of crime and violence in the country. Her comments follow a video circulating on social media which shows a woman in a physical dispute with a man in the presence of a young child.
This matter is not unrelated to the government industrial school matter and a lot of what we've been saying over the last couple of months. The reality is that we are breeding dysfunction and violence as a part of our family structure in Barbados. It is a historical plantation relic, and we have not done enough social re-engineering over the years to be able to move our society past the violence. When you talk about children in conflict with the law, when you talk about children in need of care, when you talk about our high levels of crime, you can't talk about any of that until you begin to understand the family environments that children are growing up in Barbados.
Women and girls' rights activist Dr. Marsha Hines. And recapping the headlines, Barbados' COVID-19 positive rate hits almost 47% a day after the end of crop over. A key Kadumin band leader calls for early consultations with stakeholders on plans for crop over 2023. Some members of the public call for a return to the previous Kadumin route for crop over next year. A man is charged for the Horse Hill double murder. Friends of two men found shot dead express sadness over their passing, but also anger over how they died. Residents of Wildey St. Michael call for tough action to deal with violent repeat offenders as it emerges one of the deceased was on bail for three separate murders. And that was the 5:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I am Lorraine Graham Carter. Good evening.